Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kawhi Leonard is in Toronto right now, meeting with Masai Ujiri and the Toronto Raptors brass. Still no decision has been made at this point. Chris Carter, actually, who's on First Things First with Nick Wright on FS1 every single morning, Monday through Friday. He's actually been really plugged in on all of this throughout the entire process. He said decision still hasn't been made. Lakers, Clippers, Raptors, all in play at this point. Meanwhile, you have Jalen Rose on ESPN doing, what is it, Get Up 2.0? Get Up the afternoon version? What else could we call that? Get Down?
Take a nap.
Yeah. Happy hour? I don't know. I'm not sure what to call it. But he said he was 99% certain that Kawhi Leonard is going to stay in Toronto. So everyone's just kind of waiting. Adrian Wojnarowski, the good Woj, as I like to call him, he tweeted out earlier that, you know, it could be later today, could be tomorrow on the 4th of Kawhi when we ultimately see if he makes that decision. Yes, I stole that joke. I'm going to continue to use it all night long. I don't care. Tigers baseball is until 7:45. I might throw that joke out there 3, 4, 5 more times. Vegas says the over-under is set at 3.5. We're going to go over. But the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136, okay? I want to present this to you. And really quick, the scene in Toronto right now is absolutely wild. So Kawhi Leonard arrives, you know, in Toronto, right? And he's got his little private jet, okay? These guys don't, they're not flying coach, okay? With some, crappy little airline where you have no leg room. Kawhi Leonard on a private jet with his team of people. I'm sure he had like 5, 6 people on the jet, okay? There are helicopters in Toronto, news crews. TSN had it. Watching Kawhi Leonard's plane land at the airport. They show Kawhi Leonard on the tarmac being picked up by some like black Escalade and getting into the vehicle. They then, like O.J. Simpson style, the helicopters followed the black Escalade that Kawhi Leonard and his team of people, I'm assuming his agent, PR person, I don't know, maybe his hairstylist, tons of people, drive to the Toronto Raptors headquarters or wherever they were meeting. I have no idea. They could be in a penthouse. They could be wherever it is. And now, because of that, there are Raptors fans and Canadian people flooding the streets outside of the building where Kawhi Leonard and Masai Ujiri are meeting to discuss his future. Unbelievable. Like, if you think that it doesn't matter, if you think that, you know, Canadian people aren't that into basketball or this, you know, Raptors NBA championship didn't have an effect on them, you're crazy. It's an unbelievable scene. And it's probably making Kawhi Leonard uncomfortable, honestly. Let's be honest. Like, why are all these people here? I don't know. I'm just trying to make a decision for myself. I can't do it. I wish I could. But as far as Kawhi and the decision goes, okay, you do have a lot of dynamics at play. Because if he stays in Toronto, the NBA would probably love that. You stay in Toronto. Toronto's still a contender. Try to defend the den, defend their title. Bucks are a contender. Sixers are certainly a contender. You know, the Nets a year away, and we'll see what KD can, you know, get back to, what level he'll be. The Pacers have gotten better, although I wouldn't say that they're a contender. There's a lot of very competitive teams out there, though, that are going to be in the playoffs in the East, right? In the West, assuming Kawhi Leonard stays with the Raptors, you got the Lakers with LeBron and Anthony Davis and whatever other veterans, you know, you're going to be able to get in. Okay? You also have the Blazers who got better. The Jazz who got better. The Warriors who are still going to be very good. A lot of teams that will have a shot to win a championship. Okay? So if I'm Adam Silver, I'm probably trying to, like, prevent Kawhi Leonard from being allowed back into the United States of America. He probably wants Kawhi in Toronto, okay? And if push came to shove and not tampering for him to suggest something to Kawhi Leonard and his team, you'd probably say Toronto, right? But let's just assume that Kawhi Leonard does the smartest thing that he can do. He joins the Los Angeles Lakers. Because that is, from a business standpoint, I think, and from a basketball standpoint, that's the move. And from a lifestyle standpoint, I mean, Toronto's really cool, but I love LA. I really do. I mean, Manhattan Beach, that whole area out there, you can get unbelievable property, ocean, beaches, the women, the views. I mean, there's a lot to do out there, okay? I think that's appealing. Plus, he's from there. He also gets almost as much money from Toronto. Not all guaranteed because there's an extra year on the Supermax in Toronto, but he's still going to be paid handsomely on top of the business opportunities that will ultimately come his way. And then from the basketball side of things, Kawhi Leonard has done it by himself. He won championships. He led the San Antonio Spurs to a championship, was the NBA Finals MVP. He led the Toronto Raptors to the NBA championship just a little while ago and was the NBA Finals MVP. Kawhi Leonard has done it on his own with a good supporting cast, no doubt, but he was the only guy. He had to go out there and put up 30-8-8 in order to give the Raptors a fighting chance on any given night, right? You go to LA and you join forces with LeBron, that's not required as much anymore. You have the ability to be off on a given night, and maybe LeBron will take things over and go for 40. Maybe Anthony Davis would be the guy on that given night who's, you know, just heating up and knocking down shot after shot after shot, carrying the team. It would take so much pressure and responsibility off the shoulders of Kawhi Leonard if he joined the Lakers, okay? I think that would be the smartest thing for him to do from all of those different perspectives. Assuming that he does go to the Lakers, are you going to hold that decision against him the same exact way that you held the decision by LeBron James to go to South Beach? People hated it, crucified him. Still don't like him for the way that he did that and what he did to Cleveland. Are you going to hold Kawhi Leonard to the same standard and criticize him just as fiercely as you did Kevin Durant when he ultimately went and joined the Golden State Warriors? The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I'll give you my answer. No. Because one, I would understand it. It's the right move. It's where he wants to be. It's where he's wanted to be. He wanted to get traded to L.A. Greg Popovich was like, yeah, that's the last place that we're going to send Kawhi Leonard. Sorry, we're not doing business with you, Lakers. Maybe next year. But two, I think with LeBron and KD, because they hadn't gotten the job done and won a championship before he went and played with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade down in Miami, before Kevin Durant left to go join the Golden State Warriors, the team that had eliminated his team, the Oklahoma City Thunder, that previous year, I think that is what made me so, I wouldn't say angry, because it's just sports. It's just these guys' lives and their decisions. They can do what they want. But I was miffed by it. I didn't like the way that it kind of went down, right? Whereas with Kawhi, as I said, he's already done it twice. He's done it by himself. He's proven all he can prove as an individual talent with a good supporting cast around him. He got it done. Did it in San Antonio, did it in Toronto. He was the NBA Finals MVP for both championships. Why would I be mad at a guy that says, hey, you know, I'm almost 30 now. I've done it pretty big, won a couple of championships. I did the heavy lifting. I didn't have a whole lot of support. It's time for me to take some of that pressure away. And I'm going to join up with a couple of other stars who can pick up the slack if I have an off night. I actually would understand it and embrace it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.